The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Jack's Grill on Shepherd, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I feel about the same way I normally feel after a Texans win like that. How many times are they going to luck box into wins? It's another team that, let's face it, a team that has significantly less talent than the Texans.
Yeah, it's funny because here we are, we're sitting here talking about a 10-4 team, a team that's won 10 out of 11 now, and I still don't know what they are. I can't buy in 100% that they're a contender, but I also keep seeing little flashes that, you know what, they can be better at this. I don't know what to make of New England right now.
Like, didn't it feel like in the past, Brady takes it down and ties it up?
We never talk about how well, you know, the Patriots didn't play well. When he gets the ball back with 2 minutes, 30 seconds left and a 17-10 game, I would have bet a small child that they would have tied the game. And he moves them right down there quickly. Give the Steelers credit, they tighten up in the red zone. That was a really entertaining end of that football game.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at my name, John, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. And if you missed the first 2 hours, that's some of what you missed. You also missed Lance Zierlein. And we had a lot of good stuff today, and we still got a lot of good stuff to come here in the final hour of the show here at Jack's Grill on Shepherd. Come on out, have yourself a beer, have yourself some really good food, and watch the game tonight. You can see if the Saints can go to 12-2. We do have some breaking news. The Astros have made a move.
Okay.
So are you excited?
Super excited.
Okay. Michael Brantley.
Yep.
Has been signed for 2 years for how much, John?
$32 million. I'm assuming. Well, yeah, I'm assuming he's going to be a left fielder here. Really good season last year, but that was the first healthy season he's had in a few years. So this is a guy who, 2014, I guess, was like an MVP candidate, and 2015 was solid, and then 2016 he played 11 games. 2017, he missed about half the season, the second half of the season, in a season where, man, the Indians sure could have used him in the playoffs because they had a team that was ready to win that season, and yeah, and he wasn't there in the home stretch. But he did have a nice season last year. I feel like $32 million feels fair, but I also feel like if the Astros were spending $32 million today, I would have rather it been on a starting pitcher than on a left fielder, but it's not a bad situation.
Left-handed bat, which they need, and I think
I like Michael Brantley, the player. I think he's a good player.
And I think he'll be a good addition to the lineup. He's not the monster bat I was hoping for, but he's...
not really a power bat, but he's a consistent average hitter, which...
Gets on base.
Let's face it, this team doesn't have a lot of those. Yeah. Like, that was sort of what was missing last year is you know, it's usually Altuve and then everybody else. It's, well, maybe 250, maybe 220, maybe 270 tops.
Yeah.
So this is a guy who can consistently get it up there in the 290s or so, and that's not a bad bat to have.
Yeah, and I think – I still feel like they'll make a move for a pitcher. I think they know that that's a need, and I'm trusting that Jeff Luhnow is going to find a guy in a deal and that's going to be a good third starter for you. So I'm not too concerned about that part of it. I still have been saying all along that the offense needs help. I still think they could use another bat. And this is a good – I think it's a good pickup. It's a nice mix for the lineup. And now you don't have to worry about whether or not Kyle Tucker is going to be ready to play next year. So – because from what we saw last year, he wasn't. All right. 713-780-3776 if you want to text the show. And, man, I keep getting these – the team is a product of a last-place schedule, and followers of Houston football already knows how this ends, a playoff beatdown. Maybe. But can we stop?
Probably.
Yeah. But can we stop with the last place schedule stuff?
Yeah, last place schedule doesn't make sense.
It's two games. And those two games were the Broncos, who were pretty decent when the Texans played them, and the Browns, who were a lot better than the Bengals. So, and again, I mean, it changes from year to year. So the whole last place schedule thing, I wish people would quit saying that because it's just dumb.
Yeah.
It just, you're talking about two games against teams that you don't know what they're going to be from year to year. Because, hey, having that first-place schedule, if you're one of those other teams and playing the Jaguars, looked like that was going to be tough.
Yeah.
Guess what? It wasn't. Yeah. Who would you – if you were picking teams that you would want to play out of the AFC South this year, you'd have probably the two playoff teams from last year would be 1-2, Jaguars and Titans.
Yeah.
I think you'd rather play them than you would the Colts and the Texans. So, yeah, at this stage, I just wish people would quit saying that like it means something because it doesn't. Some other – news for you. ESPN is not going to be making changes to its Monday night booth.
Wow.
Monday Night Football will reportedly not be receiving an overhaul of any sort in 2019. They're making a long-term commitment to the team of Joe Tessitore, Jason Witten, and Booger McFarland, despite persistent criticism.
Well, I mean, at least they're sticking with what they like. I don't like it.
I don't
know. I would imagine they've had a hard time selling people on that, and I'm sure they've taken plenty of criticism, but
this is what happens when you're already getting paid. You've paid a bunch of money. People are automatically going to watch because it's Monday Night Football. You could put any trained idiot in there, and people would watch, and they don't really care. They don't care if it's quality product because it's not. And I just don't think any of those three guys are any good. Maybe Witten can evolve into something. But he hasn't gotten better as the season's gone on. If anything, he's gotten worse.
Yeah.
So, oh well. 713-780-ESPN. We talked about the playoff picture. So the way it is right now in the AFC, Chiefs at 11-3 are the one seed. Texans 10-4 would be the two seed. Your wild card games as of now, well, your wild cards would be the Chargers are the top wild card. And interestingly enough, they've clinched a playoff berth even though
– Them and the Chiefs are in no matter what.
Right. The Ravens would be your second.
I think the Patriots locked into a playoff spot too?
Not yet. They could still actually lose the division technically
to
the Dolphins, but I don't think that's going to happen. They'd have to lose both games to the Bills and Jets, and I don't see that under any – and the Dolphins would have to win too. So I think the Patriots are basically going to win the division again. But right now your matchups would be Ravens at Patriots, Chargers at Steelers in the first round.
Okay. Man,
interesting games both ways, right?
The Ravens at Patriots. Patriots might be in trouble in that game. I mean, because the way their offense is not playing right now.
Gets a good defense.
And the Ravens have, I mean, whatever you think about the Ravens offensively, and they're going to have plenty of problems, I think. And I mentioned that as much earlier. I don't think Lamar Jackson's long-term the answer. But they are good enough defensively to cause somebody some troubles. And what do we always say travels in the NFL? Defense travels. It works anywhere. It works
and
in
running the football.
Cold, and that's what they do.
Yeah.
Chargers, Steelers, I mean, obviously.
Well,
those
that was
two
a
teams,
great game a couple weeks ago.
Those two teams are pretty closely matched. But, I mean, it would be at Pittsburgh, which is not advantageous to the Chargers. But I think the Chargers are playing as well as anyone right now. They're going to be tough to beat. They had a fluke loss to Denver that should have been a win, and if it weren't for that, they would have won 11 in a row by now.
The teams in the hunt in the AFC, the Colts at 8-6, the Titans at 8-6. I think you can stop there. They list the Dolphins at 7-7 and the Browns at 6-7-1, but realistically, I don't think those teams have a chance. So basically, the last – and the Texans haven't clinched yet either, so let's not
– because the Colts are still hanging. Well, I guess the Colts and the Titans are still hanging,
yeah,
right?
And I think worst-case scenario, if the Texans lose this week, they beat the Jaguars, they win the division. But I think realistically what you're looking at in the AFC is Ravens, Colts, and Titans battling it out for that last spot. And the Titans have some tiebreaker problems. So realistically, maybe the Ravens and Colts.
Well, the Colts and Titans.
And they play the last week.
That's the last week of the season. The Colts have.
That'd be pretty cool if that was a play-in game.
It would be really cool. The Colts have a borderline bye this week playing the Giants. But Lance was right. When you look at that, their last eight games, their one loss is that 6-0 loss to Jacksonville, which, yeah. I mean, but you and I looked at each other that Monday morning, like, how did that happen? Like, what?
Yeah.
It's looked nothing like the team that we've seen in the rest of that that streak, but, I mean, it did happen, and that puts them in. If they would have won that game, I mean, they're a front runner now to be the last wild card.
Yeah, and I think I think they're going to be. The Ravens have a tough schedule too, so I think realistically it's Ravens or Colts, and I think I wouldn't be shocked if the Colts sneak in there in that last spot.
How much regret do the Colts have to have about that Texans game now, the first Texans game?
They're out of there with a tie. It's a totally different situation right
they're
now.
They're one game back
yep.
right now.
Yep.
I mean,
the Texans having to go on the road to Philly.
That's wild.
Yeah, and we said it at the time. And, of course, when they start off 1-5, you don't think they're going to be in this situation, but you didn't think the Texans were going to be in this situation when they started 0-3. Over in the NFC, Saints 11-2, they're the one seed right now. They could afford to lose one because the Rams lost. And then Bears fan.
Down, baby.
And the Rams would be the two seed. The Rams lose. I'm telling you, the Bears could easily get the two seed here, but right now it would be Vikings at Bears in round one and Seahawks at Cowboys.
Yeah, the Vikings would be in trouble in that game. Seahawks-Cowboys would be a really interesting matchup in Dallas. I don't know who wins that, but I'd feel pretty solid that the Bears at home would handle the Vikings.
And the team's still in the hunt in the NFC. Eagles are 7-7. So
yeah.
They're not dead because the Vikings are 7-6-1. And if the Vikings lose a couple – and Seahawks are 8-6, so it's not like they're out of it. Redskins are still 7-7. I think we've written them off because – they're down to a fourth quarterback. And then the Panthers are 6-7. If they win tonight, they're right back in the mix, too, for one of those spots. So I think it's going to be, next week will probably shake things out because it always does. But we got some interesting races going on. All right.
Panthers, if the Panthers win tonight, suddenly things are interesting
with
them.
That's what I was saying. They're right back in it. So
not an easy thing to say, but no real chance to win that division, but absolutely put themselves back in the midst of the wild card hunt.
And they'll probably celebrate with a Carbach.
They probably will. Guys, I got to tell you about Carbach and what's going on out there. Right now they've got the You'll Shoot Your Eye Out seasonal red ale. It's going to light up the neighborhood. Loaded with smooth caramel malt and a citrus twist. You got to try this holiday ale. It's here only for a limited time. Eric will be in tomorrow. We'll get to talk about a lot of these beers with him. Every Monday, that's tonight, bingo in the beer garden. Monday from 6 to 8, they're going to have multiple rounds, prizes, no fee to play. Go have a beer and play some bingo, guys. Come on. Every Thursday, the running club, fun running club, followed by great craft beer. Break a sweat with the Carbach Running Club and earn yourself free beer. You can't beat that. And you're going to love that restaurant. I tell people all the time, when you got people in town, you want to take them out to a nice spot for brunch, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 to 2, the Carbach restaurant is the perfect spot. Fantastic food and always great beers on tap. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Pick up your favorite Carbach beer today, or just tell your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Jack's Grill on Shepherd, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz live here at Jack's Grill on Shepherd. Great place to come get your grub on. Great place to come have a few beers, watch the football tonight, hang out with us, and really appreciate coming out here. This is a very, very cool place. And if you can't make it tonight, come by some other time. You will like it. Lamont has a really good question. If the Eagles get in the playoffs, you think they go back to Wentz?
I was understanding that Carson Wentz was out for 3 months. And
really?
If that's the case, then it's no.
But I think even if he got back healthy, I think you'd have to stick with Foles because you'd won all these games in a row in the playoffs. So, I think that's an interesting question. All right. I'm very excited about today's Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, I didn't get a chance to vet this one, so I don't know. It's from a site called Woke Sloth. So,
it's got to be legit.
Yeah, but it's believable.
By the way, when you're gone, the gym of the day is usually funny, but it's also usually very sad.
Really?
Like last week, there was a guy whose balls rotted off, and he died.
That's a gemless of the day.
Yeah, so like. Everybody who was with me, they're like, dude, that's not what this is supposed to be. It's supposed to be some lighthearted, funny thing. But I guess I have dark humor is what it boils down to.
You like stuff like that.
It's funny to me.
You like poo. You like guys' balls falling off.
Yeah.
That's what's interesting to you.
Yeah.
Well, see if you like this. A New Zealand man recently broke into a zoo. He was a little bit drunk. And his plan was to steal a monkey.
Okay. I'm going to go bad idea. Anytime you're thinking about stealing a primate,
well,
historically it hasn't gone well for people.
No, and
remember when that kid tried to steal Harambe?
Yeah.
Remember what happened? Harambe died. Okay?
And it was the kid's fault.
It was the kid's fault.
Well,
trying to steal the gorilla.
A 23-year-old man who admitted he was, quote, high as a kite, thought he'd sneak into the Wellington Zoo and steal a squirrel monkey for his girlfriend. Which, you know, that's kind of a nice thing to get your girlfriend, right? It's like, yeah, I'm going to get you a squirrel monkey. I mean, I would go to the pet store and buy one. But if she really wants a monkey, then okay. But he bypassed an unsecured gate, broke through two padlocks, and entered the monkey enclosure. Apparently, it did not go quite the way he had hoped.
Monkeys... I know, like, Arian Foster thinks he can beat up wolves because they don't have thumbs. Monkeys have thumbs. They can whoop your ass.
And squirrel monkeys are small, but they're mean, right?
Yeah.
So, basically, the monkeys beat the crap out of him.
Shocker.
And
He should have thrown one in a bag if he was going to steal it. You can't just, like, carry it out of there.
Well,
and plus, he's clearly got his bolt cutters. I mean, he's carrying around a lot of gear. It's hard to hold on to a monkey.
Well, especially when a whole bunch of them come at you. Wellington District Court Judge Bill Hastings said, I don't know what happened in the squirrel monkey enclosure. The squirrel monkeys know. You say you couldn't find them, and I don't speak squirrel. What I know is that by daybreak, all the monkeys were distressed, two of them were injured, and you had a broken leg, two fractured teeth, a sprained ankle, and bruises on your back. Not really clear what happened. But apparently they beat the living crap out of him.
Well, hard times, bro.
He pleaded guilty to a number of incidents in the past, including an unprovoked assault on a man waiting in his car at traffic lights, an alcohol-fueled attack at a dairy, and assaults on a safety officer at a night shelter.
Who's ever at a dairy?
Well,
what do you mean a dairy? Like a dairy farm?
It just says at a dairy in Westport, wherever that is.
What is a dairy? I mean...
Well, you know what? I don't know if it's an actual dairy, but that Oak Farms has all those trucks right down by me. They've got a huge... I don't know if that's a dairy or a distribution center.
I didn't know a dairy was a noun. I just thought it was I guess it is kind of a noun. Like but it's like dairy products.
Or Dairy Queen.
There's a building that you would say like, oh, that's the dairy?
Apparently.
Is that where they make the milk?
Here's another thing. He got charged with assault on a community safety officer at a night shelter and a night shelter resident who refused to hand over cigarettes.
Yeah.
So, you know what? I'm going to say, usually I'm against the ape uprising or the simian uprising. I'm team monkey on this one. Guy broke into their home, was trying to steal one of their family members. They won.
Yeah.
That's a win for the home team.
Maybe so.
And that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
We must protect this house.
Gem of the Day. Yeah.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
I also have, speaking of uprisings, I have an update on the robot uprising.
Oh, great. I'm actually worried about this one now.
A factory robot in China accidentally, of course, impaled a worker with 10-foot-long steel spikes after a malfunction.
Oh, no.
49-year-old was on the night shift at a porcelain factory in China when the accident happened. Apparently, the robot arm fell, and you can see from the picture there, those are big-ass spikes.
Oh, is he alive?
Yeah, he lived through it somehow.
What?
And it's almost impossible. It, if you look it up, it's from the sun.co.uk. It's not for the faint of heart, but these spikes are a good foot long, and they went all the way through him. Apparently, one of them missed a major artery by less than a tenth of an inch. So the robot uprising is real. But I think I found the way we can combat this. Apparently, speaking of robots, there was a Russian television show, a high-tech show, and a talking Russian robot that was dancing on stage on TV. Well, it turns out this like became really popular and went viral. It wasn't a robot. It was a guy in a robot costume.
Oh.
So this is how we infiltrate, right? This is how we're going to stop the robot uprising. More human beings dressed as robots sneaking in to Skynet.
Maybe so.
So
I would feel like a robot costume would be pretty obviously fake.
Well, you can look at it. It kind of
does it. I mean,
it looks fake to me, but
yeah.
It's Russia. You know,
like
they're easily fooled by stuff like this.
I'm picturing it looking like Iron Man on the Strip in Vegas.
Yeah.
Like the guy who wants like $5 for you to take a picture with him, and he's like clomping through, but like you can tell because it doesn't sound like steel hitting or iron hitting concrete because he's
right. And usually those guys, because it gets so hot, they die at some point.
Yeah,
you see them fall over. But yeah, so that's how we get back at them. We need to infiltrate, put humans in robot costumes. All right, 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-7. Disco says, I can hear it in Fred's voice. In his opinion, this was no accident. No, it wasn't.
He doesn't buy it. I don't buy it either.
No.
All right, guys. Christmas right around the corner. And what's really awesome is when your lady's wearing nothing at all, right? That's not always practical, believe it or not. Not always. I mean, usually it's practical. Not always, though. The next best thing to wearing nothing at all, nudie sleepwear, available exclusively at pajamagram.com. Sensuous and smooth. They feel just like her own bare skin. And it's sexier than lingerie. The texture and touch of these pajamas are so comfortable, you'll both be occupied well into the evening. She's going to love the feel of wearing next to nothing at all, and you're going to love the way they look. And for me, the best part about Pajamagram is gift wrapping. They do it for you. I don't know how to wrap presents. I wrap presents like a 7-year-old with Tourette's. It's really horrible. And my wife can always, like, even if it's a really good gift, it doesn't matter because it looks like hell. Pajamagram takes care of it for you. Delivery by Christmas, guaranteed, and they're backed by a 100% lifetime guarantee, so you're risking nothing. Guys, thousands of men just like you have made their lady happy by giving them some nudie pajamas. You can too. But the only way you have to get these amazing PJs today. They sold out last year before Christmas, so here's what you do. Go to pajamagram.com right now or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. That's pajamagram.com. Tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you. It's pajamagram.com.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Jack's Grill on Shepherd, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, live here at Jack's Grill on Shepherd. Come on out. Great food, great atmosphere. And they also got a lot going on right now, as a matter of fact. And if you come out, you can buy $50 in the store, you're going to get $10 in TUK bucks. If you buy $50 online, you'll get a $10 gift card. That's going to end on December 24th. So go ahead and do that. And they're finalists for the Best Chicken Fried Steak in the Houston Press Best of Houston Awards.
Nice.
So go vote for Jack's Grill. Just go to readerschoice.houstonpress.com. I don't think that we're up for best sports show in the city on those awards.
We're not?
Yeah. So,
is there a best sports show category?
No, I don't think so. I would say
if there is, and we're not even nominated, then
yeah. I heard Barry talking about some of the categories, and it was pretty cheesy. So, yeah.
Did they go with a theme? Just kidding. That's a throwback to 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
sorry, that was probably too far.
Yeah, I think the theme is whoever pays them. So yeah. And a couple things from the text line. Lamont asking, when's the client's Christmas party and will you guys be there? That'll be Friday starting at 7. The shows will be out there. And then the party moves to Nick's at 1 o'clock. And so finally the Blitz will return to Nick's place.
Yeah, we'll be at Nick's place on Friday.
And I will definitely be at Nick's. I'll try to get there pretty early because I like Nick's.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite all-time places. And don't get there as much as I'd like anymore because it's on the wrong side of town and I tend to drink a lot when I'm there. But man, the thing the more I look at this Brantley signing, the more I like it. I think this is a really good pickup for them. This is a player who could really impact the offense.
Yeah, and if he's able to stay healthy,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously that's the
it's a little bit of Yao Ming to it.
Yeah, a little bit of Carlos Correa to it, frankly. I mean, talk about a guy who hasn't been healthy. So yeah, I like the pickup, and hopefully they can. Yeah, I'd still like to see an upgrade at catcher. I like Chirinos, but I don't love him. And I'd like to see them. I think they'll make a trade for a starting pitcher, and I think we'll all be happy with it when they do. That's my bold prediction. I'm having faith in these guys. 713-780-ESPN is your number to text the show, and we'll have something up on Sports Map about the Brantley signing at some point tonight. So, yeah, more scared of robot uprising, simian uprising, or zombie uprising?
The monkeys scare me the most. I don't believe in zombies.
Yeah, me either.
I do. I don't know. I mean, I feel like robots is a problem for the next generation. But monkeys, man, I guarantee there's a lot of monkeys that are smarter than a lot of humans today.
Oh, God, yeah.
If they weaponize, I mean, we're in trouble.
Yeah, I mean, all you have to do is read the text line, and you know that monkeys are smarter than a lot of people out there. So, any thoughts on the game tonight?
I don't know, man. I'm not going to play it. I want to play the Panthers. I feel like the Panthers are going to keep it close. The Panthers are – the one thing they have been doing well is running the ball.
Yeah.
Involving Christian McCaffrey. I think he's going to cause a lot of problems for him, but – I just don't know what Panthers are going to show up. And right now it seems like the Panthers are – the good Panthers of the first 6-7 weeks of the season are gone.
Yeah,
so,
we haven't seen them in a while.
Not a team I'm looking to play, but I don't –
I wish it was 7.
Yeah.
I would feel really good about the Panthers at 7. 6 scares me.
I don't think I can give 6 points with the Saints right now, though, until they go back to looking like the old Saints.
Yeah.
You know, I just made that mistake with the Rams. I ended up not playing it because I missed the good number, but – If I could have still gotten Rams minus 9.5, I would have definitely played that, and yeah. I would have lost.
So, Jong, I'm reading a lot of good stuff about Aquaman. Is that what you're hearing?
Yep, that's what I'm hearing.
When are you going to see it?
I'm going to try to go to see it this weekend. Can't make the Wednesday press screening because it's right at 7, but we'll try to go this weekend.
I have some other news for you, which I found very surprising. I think we all agree that Keith Richards has outlived his...
We did this last week. Did you talk... Is this about him being sober now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You did that last week?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty wild.
75 years old. He looks 95. There's no question. But I just don't know... I don't know if he's Keith Richards without being a total alky.
Yeah, I don't know either. But he's been sober for 6 months, apparently.
Yeah. Well, he says he still has occasional wine or beer.
Yeah. And being sober doesn't mean that he's not doing blow.
Or heroin.
Yeah, so.
Okay. Well, I didn't know you guys had already done that.
Yeah, you're late, Fred. Where have you been for the last week?
I've been unplugged. Well, unplugged from the show. I haven't been unplugged from...
Did you play any poker while you were up there?
No, I didn't, actually. And it was pretty funny because usually I'll get on Poker Stars and play a lot, but I just I never really had a window blocked off where I could play a tournament or something. It was just I was spending so much time just trying to – most of the day I was just going through. I'd have the TV on, but I was going through and, you know, messing with sports map stuff, and as we found problems, trying to make sure that our tech guy Seth got all the information. And so, yeah, it was – they just never, and I didn't realize it until the last day I was there. It's like, damn, I haven't even logged on to PokerStar since I've been here. So
no weed, no poker.
Yeah.
Sounds like a really kind of non-degenerate.
It was pretty non. And I didn't get drunk once.
Did you take naps?
No, I might have taken one nap while I was there. No, basically all I did was get up in the morning, do sports map, go for a run, and then just kind of keep an eye on things with sports map while we were messing with all this stuff and answer questions and basically do my best to help everybody. Because, as you know, there's some new stuff to it where you have to post directly to the site. So there are a lot of questions about that. And then I would go and we'd have dinner and play old people cards.
Nice.
Which
what, Pinochle or what are you guys playing?
No,
Bridge?
This thing called Condo Rummy.
That's a made-up game.
No, it's I call it Condor Rummy, which pisses them off. But yeah, it's kind of a cool game because there is strategy to it and stuff like that. And I love to bleep talk the Canadians when I'm winning.
Yeah,
it actually reminds me of you at the poker table. Yeah, and apparently my in-laws get a kick out of that because they enjoy beating me.
Yeah,
because I talk so much trash. Okay, how about this? Did you talk about, you know, I've been talking about I want to get rich enough to buy an island.
Okay,
I've got one that's available for you. An island in the Falklands is up for sale. It has its own 4-mile-long beach. It also has 42 species of birds, sea lions, 6,000 sheep, 125 cattle, and penguins.
Ooh.
Now, that'd be kind of cool to own an island that has penguins.
I guess so. I don't know much about penguin maintenance or care.
Well, I mean, they should be able to take care of themselves, right?
Yeah.
So,
But, I mean, they're your responsibility now.
Not really. They just live on my island.
Oh, okay.
My responsibility would be the castle I would build, the bar I would build, and that would be it.
The castle, huh?
Yeah, I'd build a castle.
Look at you. Well, you're such a rich
man. No, I'm not. I'm not rich enough to buy the island. If I was,
management.
I wouldn't be sitting here having this conversation with you about how cool it would be. But there's cattle and stuff. I mean, that you'd have to take care of the cattle. But it says he does not have a price in mind for the island. But would prefer it went to someone with an interest in farming.
Okay. So I don't have any interest in farming.
I don't either, really. It's got great potential with tourism because there's a big army base there. I don't know if I want an island with an army base.
Yeah.
Although my bar would probably do pretty well.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. But I would. I want an island where there's not other people. So I'm not going after this one.
Yeah, Eric Warner and I have talked about when he finishes up at Carbach. Moving and, you know, when I finished with radio, moving to like Germany and opening a bar right outside of the military base there and cleaning up on those guys because, you know, they want American style beers. They want those IPAs and stuff that, you know, in Germany they're making cool, crisp, refreshing lagers.
Right.
And these guys want to drink pastry stouts and IPAs.
I think, well, when I retire, I'd like to spend the summers in Canada, but I think I want to stay here.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. I didn't realize how much I miss being here until I was gone for a week.
Okay. Look at you.
Yeah. So
you've come full circle.
Yeah.
So unless someone breaks into your house in the next couple of weeks,
if they do and I shoot them, then okay. So and somebody's mentioned there was an Amazon robot malfunction about 2 weeks ago that sent 24 to the hospital. We talked about that. There have been about 5 incidents now with robots. Over the last 6 months. So, yeah, I'm really worried about that Alexa that I have. Because she knows all my secrets. And I'm pretty sure that, you know, she could make those public, and it'd be a little embarrassing.
Maybe so.
So, that, and we've got one of those.
Gotta be careful with your robots.
Well, we got one of those Roomba cleaners. That thing scares me. It unintentionally, allegedly,
yeah,
attacked the dog the other day while she was sleeping on the floor. She had no idea. So, I mean, I think the robot uprising is real, and we need to be ready for it. And Stephen Hawking tried to warn us. Somebody asked, is Brantley the equivalent to Carlos Gomez? I think he's a better player than Carlos Gomez.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't think it's that close. It's just the injuries that you worry about. And, you know, he played really well for him last year. Ehab asked, did you see the leaked video for Charissa Thompson from Fox Sports? I did not. Yeah, I don't know what that's about. Jong, though, sent me this story. Your buddy Artie Lang.
Oh, my God.
Did you see the picture?
Oh, I've seen him several times over the last couple months. I mean, he's... And, you know, I mean, he looks horrible right now, but I've seen him look worse even.
Worse than that nose?
That nose is crazy. I don't know how that's not fixed yet. But what I do know is, I guess, I was going to say, when is that story from?
December 14th.
Oh, boy. I was going to say, at least I feel like Artie Lang's clean right now, but.
No, he tested positive for cocaine, amphetamine, benzodiazepines, and Suboxone.
Dude.
I don't even know what half of those are, but I know what cocaines and amphetamines are.
What a dope. I mean, this guy, just a little while ago, like literally a few days ago, was tweeting about how he wants to, like, he's going to do a comedy show every month that's going to pay for someone to go get clean in, like, a legit facility. Well, shit.
Yeah. It didn't work.
Nope.
He recently returned from a short stint in rehab. And guys, says he keeps doing Band-Aid type remedies for himself. Clearly something more is needed.
Yeah.
And but they say jail is not the answer.
Well, so, he's done plenty of time there. That's not working either.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens. But he claimed, I'm not stupid, that there's no way I'd go in there if I'd been doing cocaine for 2 days, but he tested positive for cocaine.
Yep.
So, yeah. 832 wants to know, has your Alexa done an evil laugh at random? No, but she does weird stuff. And just like little things that scare me. They make me think that she's up to something. So, and, you know, maybe the other way to control them is to get a job in IT.
Maybe so. That's actually a really smart move. My computer career, the place to get that started, guys. And if you're not thrilled about the job you've got, change it. My computer career, the place to get it started. Their program is designed for people with no IT experience. So what they do is they support their students with one-on-one mentoring. So if you're not jumping up every day excited for work, go to mycomputercareer.edu, take the free career evaluation today, and you could start your new life as an IT pro in months, not years, months. If you don't have computer experience or training, no problem. Helping people start an IT career, that's what they do. You'll attend classes on campus or live online just two or three times a week, and you'll get everything you need to start your new career. And it's more than a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. My Computer Career is nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon, guys. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu. All right, guys. Got to tell you about Triangle Energy. There's a lot of different energy providers out there, and they're all offering different things. Free weekends, free days, cash bonuses, the list goes on and on. And you may have fallen for one of those offers and months later found out that you're paying a higher rate or there's additional fees being tacked onto your bill. Triangle, they keep it simple. The rate you see is the rate you pay. No gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity, just good, honest business from a good, honest, born-in-Texas company. Give them a call today, 877-93-EAGLE, or log on to TryEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN, you'll get yourself an additional discount. That's 877-93-EAGLE, or TryEagleEnergy.com, promo code ESPN, PUCT license number 10064.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Jack's Grill on Shepherd, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And we just have a story posted to SportsMap on Michael Brantley signing.
Who wrote it? You?
No, Chris Campisi wrote it, my Astros guy.
I say, man, if you're able to do that during the show, you did a really good job.
No, all I did was edit and post it on the break there. So we're good. Hey, get ready because Klein's Christmas party is Friday. Join us for the best Christmas party of the year. Yes, we'll be giving away awesome prizes, including a rejuvenation Houstonian staycation for the new year, a full suit from Indochino, and a sports ticker for your honey hideout, plus gifts, tickets, T-shirts, and more. We'll play studio radio games like Christmas Caroling with Trey. And Don't Spill Your Beer Relay. Plus anything else we can think up while enjoying treats from Kolache Shop, Texadelphia, Zumo's, Old Humble Distilling, and Coors Light. Party starts at 7 a.m. at Klein's Fine Jewelry on Westheimer and Fountain View. See you there. And we'll have Billy Kennedy, Texas A&M Coaches Show at 7. Late hits with Patrick Creighton at 8 o'clock. Let's do a dumbass report.
Let's do it. We've got some drug-related stuff. Drug deal gone bad is what we've got here.
Does that happen?
Occasionally. Led to a false Amber Alert being issued Saturday night. The alert was issued after an automobile had been reported stolen from a gas station. A 13-month-old child was alleged to have been in the back seat of the car. The story began to unravel once police questioned Michael Dutz, who reported the stolen vehicle. About 5 p.m. Saturday, Dutz had notified the Fulton County Sheriff Department that the stolen car, or about the stolen car, and he told police three suspects took off with the car while he was paying for gas at the Circle K. Amber Alert was issued. Command post was established. I mean, it was a big deal. Upon police questioning, it was determined that Dutz's story was a hoax. Dutz was robbed during a drug deal, according to authorities, and used the infant as a way to pursue charges against the perpetrators. No car was stolen and no child was abducted, the release stated. A suspect Dutz had named was not involved. Multiple law enforcement agencies were contacted to confirm that no infant was at risk. He's being charged with residential burglary, filing a false police report, false representation of a police statement, making false 911 calls, and various other offenses. The Circle K station said they never saw anything like that happen. So, not wise, guys. Do not issue false Amber Alerts. That never goes well. Florida, a man is facing felony child abuse charges after he slapped a teenager during a dodgeball game. 22-year-old Khalid Dedich was playing dodgeball Friday in Largo when a 15-year-old hit him with the ball. That's when police say he attacked the teen. He charged the victim, attempted to tackle him, only to then stand back up and charge him again. The defendant then open-hand slapped the victim. Witnesses said Dedich had been trash-talking others playing the game. He remains in Pinellas County Jail under a $5,000 bond.
Jeez.
Not wise, guys. And we'll stay in Florida here for this last one, Fred.
Why not?
A McDonald's worker apparently wasn't loving it when a drive-thru customer reportedly tried to trade marijuana for food. The case happened at 2 a.m. Sunday. Police were called to the McDonald's in the 3100 block of Southwest Port St. Lucie Boulevard. The McDonald's worker told police that a man in a Pontiac four-door drove through the drive-thru of McDonald's trying to exchange a baggie of weed for food. The McDonald's worker refused and the car drove off. Police got a description of the man with the munchies, and apparently he had stayed in the area and was picked up and arrested. And that, Fred, is a Florida-heavy dumbass report.
I would not be trading my weed for food.
I mean, I would have to have a lot of weed and about half of what I started with to start thinking about trading any
for
food.
Right. All right, that is going to wrap it up. Man, good to be back. Fun show. We'll do it again tomorrow. We'll be in studio. So we'll take some calls if you guys want to get in. Great job by John Lee back in studio. Great job by A.J. Hoffman. It's pretty good today for having been gone for a week. Hopefully tomorrow will be even better. I want to thank Jack's Grill for having us out here. And we'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Till then, stay sporty, business.